Chapter 33. Field pay me and a warrant. Apostrophe, Nicholas could by no means be prevailed upon to borrow more than a sovereign, with which loan Mr. Browdy, after many entreaties, that he would accept of more, observing, with a touch of Yorkshire caution, that if he didn't spend it all, he could put the surplus by, till he had an opportunity of remitting it carriage free, was fain to content himself. Tack that bit o' timber to help thee on why, mun, apostrophe he added, pressing his stick on Nicholas, and giving his hand another squeeze. Keep a good heart, and bless thee. Beaten the schoolmeister. Cod, it's the best thing of here this 20 year. Apostrophe, apostrophe, so saying, and indulging, with more delicacy than might have been expected from him, in another series of loud laughs, for the purpose of avoiding the thanks which Nicholas poured forth, John Browdy set spurs to his horse, and went off at a smart canter. Looking back, from time to time, as Nicholas stood gazing after him, and waving his hand cheerily, as if to encourage him on his way. Nicholas watched the horse and rider until they disappeared over the brow of a distant hill, and then set forward on his journey. He did not travel far that afternoon, for by this time it was nearly dark, and there had been a heavy fall of snow, which not only rendered the way toilsome, but the track uncertain and difficult to find, after daylight, save by experienced wayfarers. He lay, that night, at a cottage, where beds were let at a cheap rate to the more humble class of travelers, and, rising bedhams next morning, made his way before night to Boroughbridge. Passing through that town in search of some cheap resting place, he stumbled upon an empty barn within a couple of hundred yards of the roadside, in a warm corner of which, he stretched his weary limbs, and soon fell asleep. When he awoke next morning, and tried to recollect his dreams, which had been all connected with his recent sojourn at Dotheboys Hall, he sat up, rubbed his eyes and stared, not with the most composed countenance possible at some motionless object which seemed to be stationed within a few yards in front of him. Strange! Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Nicholas. Can this be some lingering creation of the visions that have scarcely left me? It cannot be real, and yet I am awake. Smite! Apostrophe, the form moved, rose, advanced, and dropped upon its knees at his feet. It was Smike indeed. Why do you kneel to me? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Nicholas, hastily raising him. To go with you anywhere, everywhere, to the world's end, to the churchyard grave, apostrophe, replied Smike, clinging to his hand. Let me, oh do let me. You are my home, my kind friend, take me with you, pray. Apostrophe, I am a friend who can do little for you, apostrophe, said Nicholas, kindly. How came you here? Apostrophe, apostrophe, he had followed him, it seemed, had never lost sight of him all the way, had watched while he slept, and when he halted for refreshment, and had feared to appear before, lest he should be sent back. He had not intended to appear now, but Nicholas had awakened more suddenly than he looked for, and he had had no time to conceal himself. Poor fellow! Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Nicholas, your hard fate denies you any friend but one, and he is nearly as poor and helpless as yourself. Apostrophe, may I go with you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Smike, timidly. I will be your faithful hard-working servant, I will, indeed. I want no clothes, apostrophe, added the poor creature, drawing his rags together. These will do very well. I only want to be near you. Apostrophe, and you shall, apostrophe, cried Nicholas. And the world shall deal by you as it does by me, till one or both of us shall quit it for a better. Come. Apostrophe, apostrophe, with these words, he strapped his burden on his shoulders, and, taking his stick in one hand, extended the other to his delighted charge, and so they passed out of the old barn, together. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.